If the election of Donald Trump was an earthquake, his accomplishments since are the aftershocks no one saw coming. From best-selling author Stephen E. Strang comes Trump Aftershock, the seismic impact on culture and faith in America. Trump Aftershock offers unique insights that will cut through the media noise and reveal what they won't tell you. Gain a better understanding of the political, emotional, and spiritual dimensions at work in Trump Aftershock. Available where fine books are sold.
Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Hello, everyone. This is Stephen Strang, and welcome to this special edition of the Strang Report on the Charisma Podcast Network. You know, a podcast is online and people download it whenever, but most of the people tend to listen to it in the first couple of days, and I'm actually recording this to run the day before Thanksgiving because I want to share with you something that I learned recently that I've done. I really do it almost every year. It's something that I think that if you would do, that it would improve your life in a way, and that is to make a Thanksgiving Day list of things that you're thankful for. You know, we all need to live with an attitude of gratitude, whether it's Thanksgiving Day or not. In fact, I believe that if there's only two things to really improve your quality of life, one of them is to understand the concept about living in forgiveness and not holding grudges, and the other is to have an attitude of gratitude. If you can have those two things going right in your life, you're going to be so much better off than about 99% of the population. And I say that because it's not just on Thanksgiving that we need to be thankful. So here's what I do. I read this. I can't remember where I read it, but they suggested that you write down 100 things that you're thankful for. And I journal. I journal nearly every day. I sometimes journal about what's going on in my life. More often, it's prayer requests or what I feel like the Lord is speaking to my heart so that I can think about it and reflect on it later. But right around Thanksgiving time, I'll take a couple of pages in my journal and I will write down 100 things that I'm thankful for. And you know, it's easy to get to 30 or 40, but you really have to start thinking. And it was interesting process to go through it. So for me, for example, I would be thankful for the good wife that I've had now for 46 years. I'd be thankful for good health. I'm thankful that God has blessed our organization and has given us influence. And there's a whole lot of things I could say about that. I could be thankful for different staff. I could be thankful for the new book that I wrote. I'm thankful for my two sons, for my 90-year-old mother. I'm thankful that the election has finally been settled here in Florida. You know, there was a question on if Ron DeSantis or Governor Scott would actually be elected to a governorship in the U.S. Senate. Those are examples of things that I would be thankful for. I have not literally written my list. But, you know, I'm also thankful for some of my neighbors. I would be thankful for being healed of cancer 5 years ago and that I'm enjoying good health instead of fighting that terrible disease. I can be thankful for living in Central Florida, for having freedom. Be thankful that, in my opinion, Donald Trump is stopping the bad trends that seem to be happening in our country, you know, with political correctness and the shift toward the left and everything else. You know, I could be thankful for many things on that. And the reason I'm saying this to you is giving you some examples from my own life to help be a pump primer for you to make your own list. You know, if you just bother to write it down, something happens in the process of writing it down. You know, they say that if you write down goals, you're halfway there. And I think that if you write down the things you're thankful for, even though many of them are obvious, in fact, in some ways, you want to write down the obvious things that you never bother to say you're thankful for. And I try to write it more or less in order of importance. So, of course, I would start with being thankful for Jesus and thankful for salvation and thankful for the power of the Holy Spirit and the fact that I'm in a good church and that I have godly influences in my life. And then I would go on with my wife and family and the different things that I mentioned. And then I finally get down to being thankful I have three cute papillons. I mean, they bring such joy to my life. I wake up with those dogs licking me in the face every single day. And they say that if you've got little dogs like that, it takes a lot of stress off and increases your quality of life. But I mean, when do I bother to say I'm thankful for that? At Thanksgiving. I'm even thankful that we have this holiday called Thanksgiving. I had visitors from the United Kingdom here last week, and because Thanksgiving was coming up, something was said about it, and there was a man and a lady that visited, and the lady said that a couple of years ago, she was in the United States on Thanksgiving, and some American friends invited her into their home to experience a Thanksgiving meal, which is very common to us, but was very unusual to them because they have no equivalent in the UK. And she just found it extremely meaningful. And I think that sometimes we take this for granted. In fact, a lot of people say that Thanksgiving is the best holiday of the year, because there doesn't tend to be commercialism other than selling a lot of food and desserts and so forth. But it isn't commercialized. People of all faiths, whether you're a Jew or a Muslim, Christians, we all celebrate it. I personally like Easter the best because it celebrates the resurrection of our Lord, which is the very basis of Christianity. There would be no Christianity without the resurrection. I'm also thankful for the birth. And of course, the traditions around Christmas are so special. But more and more and more, people are appreciating Thanksgiving. It's a little bit more relaxed. Families tend to get together. You sit around and eat and watch TV and football games and all that kind of stuff. It's just a wonderful day. You need to enjoy it to the maximum. Now, let me give you a little promotion and remind you that I'm thankful that the Lord allowed me to write this new book called Trump Aftershock. I'm very thankful for some of the early indications, including pretty strong pre-sales to a lot of the stores, such as Walmart and Sam's and Costco and Barnes & Noble. Those four took the most books, but it's also available many, many places. And I've been on a media tour. In fact, if you're listening to this the day before Thanksgiving, I can tell you that I'll be on Fox News Network on Thanksgiving morning. I'll actually be on with Bill Hemmer on what they call America's Newsroom sometime between 9 and 11 a.m. Eastern Time. And I realize that many people will be listening to this after I'm actually on. But for those of you on Facebook Live or those of you who hear it before Thanksgiving, I thought I'd give that little plug. I'm pretty sure we're going to be talking about Thanksgiving, but it's always real nice. They flash up the book on the screen and kind of say that you're the author of the book, and that's always good promotion. But I'm just so thankful. I'm thankful for the open doors that the Lord has given me. You know, if you think about it, breathe up a little prayer that in that setting where you have to think on your feet and you're not too sure who else is on the panel and what they'll ask you, that I'll say the right things to somehow, in my own way, bring glory to God on this very special day, Thanksgiving. So with that, I'll wrap up this segment of the Strang Report. Thank you for listening. And I'll be doing a newsletter, of course, about it, as I always do. And I'll invite you to tune in again tomorrow. You can also go on cpnshows.com if you're not already there. And there's my Strang Report newsletters, every single one since I started, in order, going backwards. And you can see a lot of good content there. And with doing more podcasts and more people coming to the site, we're also seeing an awful lot of downloads of previous shows, which I hope that you will take advantage of and that something there will bless your life and maybe somehow draw you closer to God. With that, I'll wrap up. Thank you for listening to the Strang Report today on the Charisma Podcast Network. I'm Stephen Strang. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.